fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. Welcome to Contractor Fight Podcast Sales Edition. It's Tom and Steve today. What's up, man?
How you doing, Tom? We got a good topic for him today.
We do. Derek's off doing a 200th role play for one of our members who's earning his black belt. So that's what's happening here today. It's going a little long, and that's important, which is good, which kind of leads into what we're talking about, that the reason that you role play and practice and all this other stuff so you can be elite, right? So you can accidentally, I mean, I don't know about you, Steve, but how many times have you accidentally won in your life? You know, it doesn't happen very often is my point, right? No. If we're going to accomplish anything of substance and high achievement in our life, personally, professionally, whatever, it's going to require some hard work and some focus and some effort and consistency and all those other things. And you were talking before we hit record here today, one of the things that you see in salespeople that holds them back is they're playing the game to not lose. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's actually the biggest lesson, the biggest hurdle I overcame that changed everything. When I was going through the whole Shin Fu process, and let's just clarify what that is quickly. It's a pre-qualification phone conversation you have with someone just to make sure that when you show up at their house, they have a realistic, you're both on the same page with the project, the money, you're the team, everything. So here's what happens before you become really good at this. You play not to lose. And what does that mean? You're afraid to ask certain questions because you think you need to act a certain way so they pick you. Yeah. And you're afraid to upset the apple cart. If you just ask them things like, well, what are you hoping to spend on this project? Or, well, what about this? What about that? You're asking questions not to lose instead of going for it, not being rude, but to win. And to totally win, the way I do this is I have the courage to treat everybody that calls me like my favorite aunt or favorite uncle. Think about this. If I was a house painter and I wanted, and my uncle, my favorite uncle, Tom, you call me up and you go, Steve, I want you to paint my house. Well, if you're my favorite uncle, you already like me and I like you. So I can say this without fear. And that is, Tom, you know, I'm pretty pricey, right? You know, I'm expensive, right?
You know, come on, Steve, don't you have a friends and family discount?
Yeah.
It's Uncle Tom here. I'm your favorite uncle.
Yeah, Tom, I'm going to do a good job for you, buddy. But, you know, I just want you to be clear. I mean, because, you know, you and I, we've known each other for a long, long time. And I don't want any surprise when I get there. So all I'm being is I'm comfortable enough to be fearless to go there and go, all right, Uncle Tom, because I'm deadly serious. When I get there, Tom, I'm going to paint your house, but God damn it, I want you to know here's how long it's going to take. This is what it's going to cost and all the particulars about it. But yet when a stranger calls us up, all of a sudden we clam up. We're like, ooh, I can't do that. I can't ask that. I can't say that. I have to. In fact, I did all this role playing with one of my concrete guy for 40 years. And I was like, can you do that, Joe? And he's like, no. I'm like, why wouldn't you ask those questions? He goes, I'm afraid they'll hang up on me. Or I'm afraid they'll just say no. Or I'm afraid they're going to, truly, that's the fear. You're afraid you're not going to get picked. And you're not asking rude questions. You're asking questions that are fair. And let me just ask for one. Let's just talk about the hardest thing of all to talk about, which is the money. Isn't it pretty fair that both sides know pretty close to what we're talking about money-wise before we drive out there?
Yes.
I mean, it's fair. It's not fair. Unfair. Now,
let me break that off one second. It's no different than you going, I'm going to go to the Maserati dealership, right? You already kind of know what it costs, and that's fair to you, and it's fair to the salespeople when you pull in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
So I just want to give people perspective that we do this all the time, by the way.
Yeah, it's not like it's unfair, but sure, the clients, because that's the way they've been trained, they may prefer you to drive an hour to their house and do this in person because they're used to that. But with a picture and a telephone, I can accomplish the same thing. Hey, I've seen your back. I've seen your house. I painted thousands of houses just like yours. And it basically cost about $30,000. Is that basically okay with you? Or were you thinking $60,000 or $20,000? Because that's important. It's just respect, back and forth, respect.
Yeah. Early on when we started doing this, you used to say all the time, if you think it, say it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, I don't remember that exactly, but
it was that idea. But like, if you think it, say it. Like, you know, Tom, what's it cost to build a deck? Well, Steve, it could be a shit ton of money, or it could be not a lot of money. Where do you want to have the conversation? Where are we at? Like, I'm literally, you guys are, so many people are so concerned with being professional, you know, and like you said, playing it safe, not saying the wrong thing. I had a sales trainer many years ago. He says, Tom, you can't lose what you don't have. Sale ain't yours yet, so don't worry about it. Go get it. Say what you want to say. Be bold. Most salespeople aren't bold. And I want people to put themselves in the shoes of the consumer. And I'm not talking being pushy, you guys. I'm talking about there's a difference between being pushy and aggressive and being assertive, right? There's a total difference of those two things. I'm talking like when I'm in the consumer shoe, I remember one time it was a coaching program I bought many years ago where I got coached on something and it was really helpful and this and that. And at the time I want to say it was $15,000 or something. And I'm on the phone with the guy and he goes, you know, it's $15,000, blah, blah, blah. This is a long time ago. And he goes, yeah, it's $15,000. And I said, okay, what's the payment plan like? And he goes, you pay me $15,000 and you get the coaching. And I go, you don't have a payment plan. He literally goes, dude, you went to my website, you scheduled an appointment. You said you wanted help with the problem that you want to solve right now. It's $15,000. What are we doing? Think about that. I went, okay, here's my credit card number. Okay.
Cause he called you out.
He called me out. And I think, and again, there's, you know, a thing I have shared here before, and I know you know this story, but I had this one guy that was like super high D, super aggressive. We had a big time frame on his project and all this stuff. Gave him a price on a Thursday night. Friday morning, he calls me. He literally gets on the phone, or I call him back. I go, hey, where are we at with this? Because he wanted it done by the following Friday. And if that was going to happen, we had to start on the next Monday, right? After the weekend. It's the only way we're going to hit his deadline. It was with this interior designer and all this other stuff, you guys. And his name was Scott. And I go, hey, Scott, it's Tom, blah, blah, blah. What's the deal? What are we doing? He goes, it's $30,000. I go, yeah. That's all I said. I just go, yeah. He goes, do you fucking hear me? I said, it's $30,000. And I go, yeah, I heard you. And yeah, it's $30,000. He goes, aren't you going to fucking answer me? I said, you didn't ask me a fucking question, Scott. Just like that. And he just was silent for a minute. And then I go, Scott, here's the deal. It's $30,000 to get the room done at the deadline. In order to finish the room by the deadline and not have a bigger problem a week from today, I need to know in the next 5 seconds if you're doing the job or not. Because if you are, I got to shit a bunch of things over the weekend to make it happen on Monday morning. So what the hell are we doing? I said it just like that. He goes, all right, fuck you. Like basically he didn't say fuck you. He goes, all right, fuck it. Let's go. And he gave us a deposit over the phone. We scheduled the job. He faxed over the signed contract. You guys, sometimes people need a little punch to the dick to move them forward. Okay. Please take this with the right. I'm not saying be mean, rude. Obviously, Steve and I, we use certain language here, right? But actually, that scenario I gave you was the exact language I used with Scott. But sometimes, you guys, you just got to throw deep. You got to just go for the end zone, man. And I just see, like you said, Stephen, we started this, a lot of guys are playing afraid because they're afraid to lose the job, not pay their rent and all this other bullshit. And in the process, all they're doing is communicating that they're insecure. And insecurity will drive prospects away more than assertiveness will 100% of the time. If you're a window installer, you deserve a simple choice. Anderson 400 series windows. They're the windows contractors trust the most based on a 2022 survey of U.S. contractors, probably because they have fewer callbacks and extra peace of mind. And thanks to shortened lead times, they're available faster. At the Contractor Fight, we like to highlight companies and products who have a track record of delivering high quality and service to contractors like Anderson 400 Series Windows. Request a quote today at AndersonWindows.com.
Yep, and they could smell that, and they do not want to hire someone who is insecure. So I say, not being rude and pushy and all those things, but if you are sure of yourself, assertive, you have a process, they can tell, sense, and smell it, and they love to go along with it, and they will. But you just have to go, hey, I know the way. Here it is. Let's go. It's like that. And they go, oh, okay, because I don't know the way. But yeah. If you act shitty or scared or play not to lose, they know that too. They pick up on that. And then they try to be the dominant person in the relationship. And that doesn't always go well. So just, it's okay. If you say it with respect, you can say anything you want. I mean, in the business we're in, Tom, how many people do you have to go, how much money do you make?
Yeah.
You got a bunch. Because if you're going to help them make more money, you got to know where you stand. So it's not rude for us to go, how much money do you make? Now, that's a rude question to a stranger on the street, but it's something that has to be asked. And it's the same thing with them. If you ask the right, respectful questions, even if they're hard, and even if they're not normal questions, they'll answer them.
Yeah.
Widely and readily. I mean, the other thing that I'll just tell you that happens with us automatically, because we're coaching, and because the truth is, we coach very little business and more about life and psychology than we do business, because that's just the way it really runs. Like if you've got a problem in your business, it's probably a personal problem also. And you just got to fix that problem and everything gets better. So we got to go to those places and ask people, you know, about this personal problem of yours, which you would never ask. But if you do it, they're relieved to tell you. They're relieved to get it off the chest. We've all fired someone who went, oh, thank God, I didn't have the balls to quit, but I really hated it. I mean, we've all been there before.
Yeah.
And like, it's such a relief to them.
I want to back up to my conversation with Scott and give people some context, because the last thing I want is to get messages from people going, Tom, I told the customer to fucking shit or get off the pot, and they sued my ass.
Didn't go well.
So guys, there was a context that you don't know, that we had a rapport. I had spent a couple hours with the guy the day before. He was super high D. I'm a really high D on the disc. And what I was doing is I was mirroring him. I was mirroring his tonality. I was mirroring his energy and all those things. So there's a lot more to the stories, but I said exactly what I told you guys I said, because that's what he was giving me. Okay. And so I just want to be clear with that from time to time, Steve, we'll say something on here like, quit going out there for free and wasting your time and all this other stuff. And then I'll get a message from somebody going, you know, they'll show me a screenshot of a text they took to a lead or sent to a lead. And it's like, yeah, I'd like a painting project. And they reply, hey, motherfucker, I don't go out for free. And blah, you could fuck off and this and that. Send me a picture. And then we'll do things on my terms. Like, that's literally the tone that they're coming across with. I'm like, whoa, don't do that. All right. So guys, nobody wants a pushy salesman, but people love to be guided. That's a key thing I want everyone to take away. I like it. I was guided with that coach that I bought from. You've been guided. We've been the guide. People don't do the thing you do every day. They don't always know how it works. And if you come across like, don't have a sales process, you're kind of, I always picture like a plastic bag, grocery bag being blown down the street, right? That's what like your process looks like and how it is working with your company. All right. That there's no confidence in that. There's no security in that. And that's part of the brand that you're building, is if you just kind of go with the flow of whatever some prospect wants, and that's your process, you, that process or lack of, which is a process, is losing you more jobs than it's winning you. I promise you. Okay. Because the most successful people, I mean, it's like you go in to buy something and it's, all right, Steve, this is how it works. You're going to do this. You're like, you just fucking spent what, 50 grand on a boat last week? Like to rent the boat. I don't mean to buy the boat. Like you were just on a trip, right? Whatever it was. Like, I guarantee you, we haven't talked about this, but I guarantee you they had a process. Pick the boat, select the dates, give us this amount of money. this is how this happens. Don't shit in a corner of the boat somewhere that we don't want you to shit. Like, they have their rules and their process and stuff, and there's security in that, you guys. A lot of y'all are killing yourself in the sales process and the operations process, for that matter, because you have zero confidence. You have no consistency of the way you do things, and everything's a shit show, and you wonder why everything's chaotic and inconsistent.
Yep. It's and we all meander. That bag, plastic bag blowing in the wind, is such a perfect metaphor, because that was me, you know, before I really dialed it in. And like you said, everywhere my wife and I just went, everywhere we go, we travel a lot. That's our whole life, is traveling. Every city we go to, we hire a local guide. That's the first thing we do, because we want that person who knows the city, that knows the where to go and what to do, to tell us everything. And then after that, we take a day or two off and do whatever you want. But we hire a guide every year because they know their city and what they got to offer. Nobody knows what you got and what you got to offer until you tell them and show them. And here's a great scenario. Up until, say, 2 years ago, if you wanted to win a Super Bowl team, Tom, what football team would you join? You can only join one football team. What football team are you going to join over the last 20 years?
Patriots.
Best shot to win a Super Bowl.
100% of the time. Yep. Yeah.
It's the Patriots. 100% of the time. Because they won half the goddamn Super Bowl.
Or wherever Brady happens to be.
Yeah, or wherever Brady goes. Because that guy's got a process.
Yes, exactly.
And he drags everybody along. So that's what people want. A winner. They want a process. They want you. You just got to show them the way. That's it.
You're the guide. You're the Sherpa.
Be the guide.
Be the guide. We said all that just to say, be the guide today. There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's truly the key, man.
Yep.
If you come confident in yourself and your process, and you can prove that it works over and over and over, everybody will do that. And then all your questions will be good.
And guys, this is why practice and role play and all that stuff is so important. Is you want to learn softening statements. You want to learn tactful ways to bring things up and all those other things. So for instance, I might go, here's my process. But if Steve calls me, I'm going to ask permission. Hey, Steve, are you cool if I share with you the process that we use to paint a house and how we go about doing this for you? And Steve's going to go, yeah, that makes sense. Well, listen, the first thing's this. We're going to have a quick 10-minute, 15-minute conversation like we are now, just to see if I can even help you. I'm going to pull up some pictures of your house on Google Earth or whatever the hell it is. Or you text me a couple pictures of the stuff you want painted and I'll call you back. We'll have a conversation. Guys, this is it. You're not being a dick about it. You're taking control. Don't be afraid to take control. All right. This reminds me, and I open up a can of worms before we got to go here, but it's one of the complaints. Steve, you've been around long enough and married long enough to know this, probably heard it once or twice. I hear often through the years, just couples and friends and marriages and this and that, when we're talking about things, how many times the wife just wants the husband to take the lead and make a decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, and especially younger guys right now, don't tell your wife, hey, let's go on a date next Saturday night or next Tuesday night. Plan the fucking date. Make the reservation. Tell her what to wear. Okay. That's next level shit. And it's kind of the same with your sales process, you guys. It's like you're doing the date in a intentional way. Okay. So maybe that helps reframe it a little for you guys, but people want to be led. Everyone at some point wants to be led, especially when it's territory they're not familiar with, like Steve traveling the world right now. And he always hires a guide.
It reminds me of those, the vultures on the power lines at the end of Jungle Book. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? No, you decide. No, you first. Have a fucking plan, man. Show the people what you're worth and they'll buy it all day long.
There you go. Appreciate you guys hanging with us today. Give us a rating, give us a review, share this with another contractor. And guys, hit subscribe to the podcast. Hit subscribe. When you hit subscribe, it tells the algorithms, this is a show that's helpful to people. And then it puts it in front of more contractors. And the more contractors that hear this, the tide raises for every single one of us. Okay. So play the long game here with us and let's have a big impact together. Appreciate you guys. Steve, adios. And we'll talk to you guys next time on The Fight.
Have a good week, Tom.
You too.